Our next guest that really needs little introduction if you've listened to the Power Hour at all. If you're a new listener, I'm sure you're in for a treat. Wayne Elliott is, I call him Canadian Wyatt Earp. He's a friend of ours personally. He's a friend of the Power Hour. He's a health advocate big time, especially over the last 20 or so years when he was faced with his own health challenges. You know, doesn't it seem like the people who are the best health advocates are the ones who had the worst health problems? No different with our buddy Wayne. Wayne Elliott, welcome back to the Power Hour.
Hey, thanks, Daniel. It's always my pleasure to get with you guys, my favorite Americans.
I love it, love it. And right back to you, to the land up north there. How is Canada doing? Is there, there's always this kind of arm's length, not sure what's going on up there, at least from America way. What does Canada think of America?
Well, you know, I'm not happy or proud to say that I'd have to think the majority of Canadians are against President Trump, and just as our leader was, and some of his ministers, and I just think it's people. Honestly, Daniel, I think it's people that just can't be real anymore. These same people who are against President Trump and this way of thinking, being tough when you have to be tough and so forth. It's not fashionable anymore. People seem to want everything they want to act with the next generation, really, in my opinion. So, in other words, I guess conventional wisdom, I don't think there's any wisdom left to it, whether you're talking about Canada or the United States. It's funny. I mean, Canadians, we know we're close neighbors and friends, but, it's almost like for a lot of them, it's like the guy across the street you don't like too much. We're closer to socialist, Daniel, in Canada, much to my personal chagrin. I can tell you, we've taken a great country and just mortgaged it. What we've done, and we can't boast an excuse like the United States for their debt with a huge, great defense department that you guys protect the free world with. We don't have that. Yeah, I don't know. If I was America, I'd almost say, who cares what Canadians think? Because I really think their thinking is displaced. Politically, it's a divided country, and one might say no good candidates to choose from sometimes. But, I personally, I'm in the other group, and there's lots of us, that's for sure, in Canada, that whether you like President Trump's personality or anything like that, you sure like some of the things he's doing and the strong position he's taken. If you're the biggest and the baddest, you can't be laying down for everybody that comes along and wants to shove you or take your money. So I think Trump's going to – we have a chance maybe at him helping straighten out the world economically, And I wonder with this virus, Daniel, nature, as Strauss taught me and a couple of other – old men that I admire very much, medicine men. Nature does things for a reason sometimes, and including terrible things like a tsunami. You don't know that wasn't nature's way of cleaning up a part of the world or a dirty, polluted part of the world. It's you can't fight nature is the thing, and people really, we are today, we're trying to defy nature. So there's a lot of madness goes on today, and personally, I'm in favor of your president and love what he's doing. And this thing in China, if this doesn't open our eyes, Daniel, I'm just generally afraid. This is quite a serious thing, and when I think about air travel ships and airplanes and so forth, and people that are traveling the world, such a small world now, this is quite a thing. So, I'd just like to say to everybody, we better be aware of these kinds of things, and currently this terrible virus that's been spreading. Be aware of these things. Try and, keep your hands clean. If you're touching public place doorknobs or in hospitals, for goodness sake, at least you sanitize your hands and so forth. And if they take it, Daniel, you could just get a breath of bad air and be in trouble. You know.
Well, this morning I touched Uncle Kevin, and I immediately went and washed my hands. I want you to know. Just
I did that before the bug.
That didn't feel good.
He said he didn't feel very good after you left.
Gunpowder on him. Yeah. So I thought he might have some gunpowder on him or something, and they'll pick me up for some crime because I got the gunpowder on me.
Let me ask, you know, our audience, they may or may not know. We've talked about this a little bit, probably shouldn't more. You're involved with a big operation, a ship-breaking deal over there. You work for a living, so to speak. You work hard, and you're in a very interesting worldwide market. Put that in context with China. We're hearing that a lot of their manufacturing is being shut down because of the isolation of the virus. It may be even getting close to reaching Shanghai, Hong Kong area, which would be a disaster. That's one of the financial centers of the world. From your perspective, international business, if Hong Kong is shut down, if some of these shipping things are continued to be shut down, how does that affect the economy worldwide?
Well, it sure has a huge effect, Daniel, because the bottom line is the world buys so much stuff from China. And so, sure, you bet these. I'm in just outside Port Everglades, Florida, in a very busy port, and there's constantly three and four container ships waiting at anchor in the ocean to get their spot at one of the several container docks. Very mechanized with big gantry cranes and so forth to handle the containers. But you bet it'll affect things and shipment of things. But, you know, Daniel, let's bounce ahead a minute or take the wider view. Maybe it should be looked at anyway in our own best interest. If you look at what's happened in China, they have such pollution problems there. It's horrible. Right from the one-third of the food rice, the rice that the people there eat, or the common people do anyway, one-third of the food rice is contaminated with cadmium. They figure from the likes of cell phones, which are disposable there, cheap and disposable with NiCad batteries. A lot of it's caused by the cell phones. But one-third of their food rice is contaminated with cadmium at 20 times the greater level than a human can tolerate. And heavy metal sickness is bad. I don't know what to compare it to. Maybe being on chemo every day till you're dead. And there's hundreds of thousands of people, of course. The rivers, some of the rivers got their names because that's their color. The Blue River, where they make the denim jeans, is denim jean blue because all those chemicals are in it. The Yellow River wasn't naturally yellow. So the air is so polluted. Of the world's 8,000 coal-burning electricity-producing plants, China has 4,500 of them. And so we've just turned the burners up. They've done it without proper pollution control. Fellows I work with, I wouldn't go there personally, but fellows I've worked with said that in the humid days they were there, they noticed there's stuff, floating solids that will stick to your skin.
Oh my gosh.
They just called filthy. So this is no joke, and it's not the only place in Asia, of course. You go to Bangkok, Thailand, or some of the places in India, it's just horrible. And I, you can look at this two ways. A lady once said at an environmental film festival that I was on the panel in Toronto years ago, she said, well, those poor people, they can't afford this. Well, let's talk in relative terms, Daniel. If a Chinese person trades at an all costs an average of $1 an hour to hire, well, they can do the environmental equipment cheaper than we can. It's all relative. It wasn't cheap for us in America either to do it. But what I say is that, and God bless all the people, and I hope no one else dies from that virus, but maybe it's things like this that help us open our eyes and decide it's not in our best interest to buy everything from another country. And especially when things like this can happen to disrupt it all day, you'd be better off buying such and such in Missouri, this over in Toledo, that in Kansas City. We'd be a lot better off, really.
Do a lot with, obviously, not restoring, but, you know, breaking down ships, and there's a certain process. There's a lot of oil maybe left in, chemicals maybe left in. You got to be very careful about that. You also deal with batteries. You mentioned batteries in China. Talk about the battery business, breaking down those, what you do, and why these other countries are allowed to do, seemingly don't even care.
Well, some countries do, and they have come a long way, but there's a lot of carnage, both human and environmental, still in the majority of the world's ship-breaking capacity, which is all in Asia between four countries, China, India, Bangladesh, and Vietnam. So, you know, there they don't waste much, that's for sure. None of the furniture or supplies, wood or nails, would go to waste there. That's a good thing. But there is great pollution. There's great human carnage. There's been forever non-existent or insufficient personal protective wear. You got to realize, Daniel, that one of the biggest dangers on these ships, the old ships, is the paint. They were all once painted with lead-based paint, and those fumes are no joke. Back in the day, 20, 30 years ago, we once had an entire crew go off for lead, high lead in their blood. And so we've learned our lessons over, you know, 2.5 generations.
What do you do when that happens? When somebody gets lead poisoned, do they just feel sick? I mean, how did they even know? What do you do?
Well, it can make you sick if it gets bad enough, but just the blood test. We test all our staff's blood is tested every, I think it's 60 days, Daniel, and it's for all the heavy metals because our workers and other workers deal with batteries. They're mercury, cadmium, lead, lithium, which is a reactive, dangerous metal. And on the ships, all the various paints, we've seen mercury in paints. We've seen PCBs in paints on two refrigerated vessels and two naval vessels. We've seen PCBs in the wire and gasket material on many different types of vessels. As well as if there are old wet transformers, that's not as likely anymore. But you'd be surprised, and so these are all hazardous to humans, of course, and hazardous to the environment. So yeah, we deal with all this stuff, and so if you can appreciate what we do to protect our guys from lead and so forth, the lead fumes it is in this case. Just relate that to this virus now, Daniel, that's going through the air and apparently can be passed from one to another. So, I wonder how it's going to affect the airplane travel. I think it's stopped, of course, to these couple of areas that's quarantined, but I heard Air Canada has canceled a bunch of flights. And so it just makes you wonder because, of course, the chance of spreading it is very highly likely. Because of all the things we've talked about, a worker loading a container in China to someone traveling on an airplane to North America.
Well, also the pollution level, Wuhan province, where this virus is supposedly centered from, is among, if not the most polluted places in the world, is Wuhan province. And so people who've lived there a long time, obviously their immune system gets down, they're much more susceptible that something like a virus, man-made, chemical, whatever the source is, I mean, it's still debatable, but whatever the source, their bodies are down because of all this toxicity. Talk about, just in general, have you seen a difference between other countries, our immune systems, our diets? I know in America we have a lot of GMOs. Is it the same in Canada? Are GMOs really prevalent up there in Canada?
Oh, you bet. You bet. Our canola oil used to be loved around the world and used in great quantities in Europe. And since we started to use genetically modified canola, no one wants our canola oil. And that large factory in Hamilton, Ontario, is now a Bunge factory, and they make dog food.
Oh, my gosh.
It's killed some industries. I think Europeans are among the smartest about the way they eat, and particularly not wanting the GMO foods. And I think they keep more slender than North American people by average as well, but less overweight, I think. That's my perception of it anyway. And, they take their time eating as well. They make more of a celebration of it, which I love that way of thinking myself.
Is GMOs, you're up there in Canada, big farming, Western Canada, certainly there's a lot of farms. Is it that big of an advantage, the GMOs, that they feel like they have to, or are they just pinned into kind of that that subset now. They just feel like they have to.
Well, they claim, the authorities claim now, Daniel, worldwide, that we wouldn't have enough food for us all if we didn't have the GMOs.
I just have such a hard time believing that. Do you believe that? I just do not believe that.
No, I don't. But the bigger point, Daniel, the bigger point, to eat natural foods, the ones with seeds, the original tomatoes, apples, all this, if we went back to natural produce, we'd be better off, by average, in North America, eating one quarter as much food as eating all the stuff we eat now, between the refined carbohydrates that are in everything from bread and sweets to sauces and salad dressings and hamburgers. We'd be better off eating a quarter as much, solve our overweight problem as well, and a lot of health issues associated with that, of course, legs and knees and all the rest of it, fatty livers. And we'd be better off, I'll tell you that, than continuing down the path we're continuing on. I'm very afraid for my grandbabies. You know, my sons had quite a few natural foods, but by the time they were into their teens, no one wanted a grape with the seed in it. And they advertised seedless when it came to grapes because that's what the kids wanted. People my age, in their mid-60s, well, I was a fully an adult, fully grown before they started coming out with GMO foods, and now, so I just wonder, it scares me that 93% apparently of all items on the grocery store shelves today are or contain GMOs of one type or another. Stroh's convinced me that's not a good thing, Daniel. It's, some people call it Frankenfood because of the technical factors. What it's missing, enzymes and so forth, how you can't duplicate nature. It is impossible. Nature doesn't even duplicate itself, so how can we duplicate it?
You had quite a health crisis about 20 or so years ago. You were headed down a path maybe towards the end there, and you were able to reverse it and change course and really change your life and your perspective on health completely. We got about 2 or 3 minutes before the break. Just for new listeners, what have you, tell a little bit about your experience and how that changed your whole health perspective.
Yeah, well, I hadn't played sports for about 10 years, and so I was about 40 pounds overweight, I guess, when this happened as well. And from my terrible over-eating and drinking of milk primarily over all my life, and, of course, working out 2 or 3 hours a day, you think you're getting away with those kinds of things. But anyway, my arteries clogged. I had quite an attack in my front lawn at one of my son's birthday parties at a football catching contest we were having. And boom, I didn't know I'd gone down on the grass on my hands and knees, but I just saw white. And when I saw clearly again, I was on my hands and knees. And when I could see again, there was no pain. And by God, I was so lucky because I didn't do anything until I found those Stroh's heart drops about 7 years later, Daniel. So I was so grateful for them, you can't imagine. And then we can talk after the break about how it changed my life after it saved it.
Yes, we'll get to that also. We're going to new product, very exciting. Now, it's not every day that you can talk about a new product that we're on the air and we can say, oh, this is a 200- and 300-year-old recipes that we're talking about. I mean, who can say that? The Strauss family are, without question, some of the greatest medical, herbal medicine men that we've known of the last 200 or 300 years, just period. It's unbelievable. But some of these products are coming back. We'll get to them. We'll talk about so much more. I was a little wrong on time. Now we actually have a couple minutes, Wayne. I got my time all messed up.
Okay, that's all right, because I want to say that I'm very excited personally because these first two originals that Strauss is bringing back, the CardioCalm for rebuilding damaged heart cells and most importantly for irregular heartbeat. That's what it fixed me from, and Joe and many, many others, many football players since. But that formula, that's a 300-year-old formula. So I took it 19 years ago, haven't had an issue since. And the kidney blood pressure, fabulous formula, lowered my blood pressure 19 years ago. Haven't had issues with it since. I was 120 over 70 the other day. And just great products, both of them. So I'm excited they're available to folks again because they work. These aren't a supplement you take every day, these two, Daniel. These are treatments. The average person takes them 3 months and that's it. Judge for yourself from there, whichever, if you're taking both. Always recommended with the Strauss Heart Drops as well. Make sure the medicine gets where you want it to go by having that blood flow everywhere. But what a trio this is, and that's why Strauss brought these two back first, Daniel, was the it's incredible, really. I can tell you stories till next week if you want, but both these products coming back as of the 1st of February did a great job for me and so many back all those years ago, and they're available again now.
Yesterday we had Dr. Sherry Rogers on, who is, you know, one of the foremost medical minds, and it's hard to find a good medical mind, actually a doctor with an MD behind their name. And she was talking about kidneys and blood pressures and cells and cell elasticity and blood pressure as related to kidney and heart and how important those are. So I am just really enthused about the kidney products. The Heart Drops have been fantastic for myself, for many people I've known. I've had friends that have used this. They had a stroke about 6 or 7 years ago. Their blood pressure has never been normal since. We got him on the Heart Drops, had to twist his arm a little bit, but finally got him on the Heart Drops, and his blood pressure went to normal. The first time in almost 7 years since they had a stroke, their blood pressure was normal by getting on the Heart Drops. Stuff like that happens all the time. We get calls like this. It's fantastic. Fantastic products, the whole line. We're very excited to have Wayne here. Wayne, we got about 30 seconds going out. Anything you want to tell the public about Florida down there? What's the weather like?
Well, the weather's great. What I'd like to say, Daniel, is my mom and dad both because of these products. Dad got an extra 12 years and mom got an extra 20. And they had issues as well that they use these products for. So I love these products.
Well, there you go. That was much better than the weather. I got my time all messed up. Bad host. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Everyone should be pro-life. Yeah, of course they should. Pro-nature. I mean, nature has a great design for us, and that's what we should aspire to, I would think. How to utilize that. Anyway, the Power Mall is the conglomeration of a lot of years of effort, a lot of expertise, and a lot of discerning opinions of the best. The best of the best makes it to the Power Mall. And Joyce started it, you know, about 20 years ago, and we're continuing it. And Wayne will talk about his products here momentarily. Later this week, Jason Derkovitz from Grown by Nature, the magnesium, the potassium, selenium, the multivitamin, the vitamin E. If you do not get proper vitamins and minerals from these Grown by Nature products, from some of the other products, ask yourself this. Where will you get them? Because you're not getting them in your food unless you basically grow your own and you really control the soil. Unless you do that, you are not getting the same minerals and vitamins your ancestors got even 50 years ago, much less 100 years ago. You're not. See the correlation with the disease? If you're not getting Grown by Nature or something like it, Good Health Naturally, the different products at the Power Mall, where are you getting it? iComplex is 10% off. You know, you're having trouble seeing at night, trouble to adjust, the headlights are bothering you, try the iComplex. The Happy Bodies Phosphatidylcholine. Dr. Rogers went on and on yesterday explaining the cell membrane. And this relates to the kidneys, and we'll get to this after. There's blood cells that go through capillaries that are bigger than the capillary, so they have to be able to be flexible. The cell membrane has to be able to mutate and to go down into these capillaries. Maybe mutate's the wrong word, but you get my point. You have to have this. You have to have the anchor to go with the cod liver oil and the real full spectrum vitamin E. The REM sleep, also 20% off introductory price, fantastic price on the new formula of the REM sleep. Available at the Power Mall. If you wake up a little groggy, if you wake up, you just feel like you just didn't quite get enough sleep. Well, maybe you didn't. And one bottle you can try, you can know if you're not getting enough sleep or not. You try that and then see how your body really reacts. See a cleansing, deep REM sleep type experience and see what that means for you. The virus, certainly people are concerned about the virus. You should have these things anyway. The oregano, the orega resp. If there's anything to deal with respiratory infection, the orega resp is amazing. The super silver, Optivita silver, the silver lozenges, the purely C, the good source, non-GMO vitamin C, Chagamax vitamin D3, essential. Again, if you do not get good vitamin D from the Power Mall, where are you going to get it? Because you cannot fight off infection Dr. Rogers, that's what she said. You cannot fight off infection unless you have vitamin D. And the recommended allowance that you have in your blood is designed to keep you from getting rickets, not being healthy, or certainly not fighting off a virus. Very important. The magnesium, the zinc and copper, the selenium, all at the Power Mall and the Mantle Food Storage. 20% off. Just Power Mall listeners. Power Hour listeners. Listen, sales have gone crazy because of everything with the virus and just economic concerns, just a little bit of everything. You're not going to get 20% off anywhere else. We're doing it for you because of what we feel about you. Give you the opportunity if you want them. Strauss Heart Drops, of course, on sale at the Power Mall. And we got a special, you can get 15% off Strauss Heart Drops if you do the following. If you buy the new CardioCom, which is a treatment, heart arrhythmia, irregular heartbeat, repairing heart muscles, traditionally this is what it's been used for, you buy the Strauss CardioCom, you buy the Strauss Kidney Support, which helps cleanse and electrify and really get that kidney going, you get those two supports it's not a lifetime thing you gotta take. It's a 2 or 3 bottle, maybe 4 bottle if you're really bad, maybe 5 bottle thing, and then you're done. Traditionally, that's how it's been worked. They are 2 and 3 century old recipes. You don't think they have them down cold? Yeah, they got them down cold. You buy both those packages, then you can get 15% off them and 15% off if you want Strauss Heart Drops too. That's our biggest sale on all those products. It's introductory for Heart Month, also for these new products. These are fantastic products. We are behind them 100%. We think life-changing products deserve to be put out front and center, and that's exactly what these products are. You got situation with your kidney. You got situation with blood pressure. Maybe give these things a try. This is not medical advice. This is just the experience that we've seen. And if you're not satisfied, you get 100% money back guarantee. How can you beat that? I don't think that you can. The maca powder, 100% organic maca powder, is also back. Topperson, Willard Water, and so much more at the Power Mall. 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. Thank you for your support, for your purchases and donations. Getting back to Wayne. That was quite a bit. That was quite a lengthy advertisement there for the Power Mall. We got a lot. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of products, but what we are most excited about are, one, that we have the stuff that will help you with the viruses. I love that we have solutions. I love solutions. I don't like complaining about things all day with no solutions. Two, these new products from Strauss are world class. 2 and 3 century old products. Talk specifically about the kidney formula and the CardioCom.
Yeah, well, after I had that attack in my mid-30s, I was telling you about Daniel in my front yard. I did nothing, but over that time, I suppose my arteries began to, continued rather, to clog. I lost energy over those next few years, and didn't realize I was suffering anxiety a few months, maybe 6 months before I found the Strauss Heart Drops, but I was. But what I had developed not long after my early, I'd say by 36 years old, was irregular heartbeat. And I thought my heart was skipping a beat. It was actually racing a beat. Supraventricular tachycardia, they called it. And that one bothered me. I felt every single race beat, and then there was a blank space, you see, that I thought was a skip. And I felt every one of them, and every one, all day long, and when I went to bed, and when I got up. And that bothered me. And I did go to a cardiologist. At first, he suggested a pill, and it took a couple of weeks. When I went into the pharmacist, I asked him, okay, to try this for 30 days, because that's what the cardiologist had said to me. In Niagara Falls, Canada. And he said, what do you mean? And I said, well, okay, to try this out, see if it does it for me for 30 days. I said, the doctor, that's what he said. He said, when you take one of these pills, don't ever miss one for the rest of your life. These are heart regulating pills, and you cannot miss one. He said, you're a pretty young guy to be on this. So I said, that's enough for me, and I didn't have him fill it, the prescription. And, of course, the other answer that Western medicine has is the pacemaker to shock your heart into rhythm. And, boy, I've talked to and known a lot of people, including one of my football heroes, Vince Scott, the great lineman of the century for the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He wore his pump out after 20 years of pro football and after a star career at Notre Dame. It's just a pump, and we wear it out. So this CardioCom, I'll tell you, the cats meow. So I developed this arrhythmia. I suffered with it until after I was on the Strauss heart drops, and I found out Strauss had at that time had the heart formula, and same thing as the CardioCom. And I took that, and 3 months, my arrhythmia, my heartbeat was normal. My best friend Joe, who was in horrible shape otherwise, 5 months it took him on the heart formula, the CardioCom. And I haven't had it since, not the arrhythmia. That's like 19 years. And the kidney, well, of course, not long after that attack I told you I had in the front lawn, my blood pressure, the doctor said, was high. And in those days, Daniel, they thought normal was 140 over 80. Mm. They've since lowered it to 120 over 60. But I got to tell you, I mean, I'm from Missouri, as they say, and I don't know why a grandma's blood pressure, say, at age 80, should really be the same as her 15-year-old soccer-playing granddaughter, for example. I don't know that blood pressures would expect to be the same like that, because things do wear. They lowered it to 120 over 60. And that day, of course, many millions of people were then referred to blood pressure medication when they lowered that. So mine was higher than the 140 over 80. The doctor was concerned. I was concerned because the other things that I knew were going on. I was kind of in denial, but, I mean, you can't deny this stuff. Strauss had the kidney blood pressure formula as well. This is 20 years ago when they still made all their formulas. And I took it 19 years later, Daniel, 120 over 70. I mean, I'm happy and didn't have to take it. Took it for 3 months, and here I am all these years later. Had it been available now, I must tell you, had it been available in these last 15 years, I probably would have taken it every 2 or 3 years for at least a month or two, take a bottle or two. But the straight truth is I took it 19 years ago one time for 3 months, and my blood pressure and kidneys are still good.
Let me ask you about the going to the doctor. They're recommending this heart regulation medicine. You go to your pharmacist and he says, whoa, you take one of those. You don't ever want to miss one again. Did the doctor ever tell you what developed, what caused this irregularity?
No, and he never warned me what the pharmacist told me about either. So it just scared me worse, really, about being careful, being aware, using my own, at least God-given common sense, to be part of my own health decisions, Daniel. And that's why I encourage folks to read their paperwork always. It's a pain in the neck, but the drug makers do tell you the things to look out for, contraindications, potential side effects. And if somebody's having any of those, of course, they're best to know it and get back to their doctor, because he might alter your dose or put you on another brand or something. But they do give you the information, in fairness to the manufacturer, Daniel. It's not like they leave you out in the dark. It's just my experience is not too many folks read their paperwork.
You were able to eventually meet Jim Strauss, who invented the heart drops and also was the purveyor or a caretaker, I guess is a better word, for these centuries-old formulas. You met Jim, really changed your life, changed your attitude, your health advocacy, your health understanding. What did he say is the main difference between his approach to medicine, his approach to health, and Western medicine? What would he say is the difference?
Well, there was a couple of things that he became famous for saying. I love Jim Strauss, and he taught me more valuable things than, my goodness, I can think of anywhere else in my life. And certainly the most profound experience of my life was him teaching me a month at a time. He would come to Ontario for a month at a time, probably 10 times over the course of 5 years. And it was, wow, what an education and understanding of the way nature works. What he would say is that for us to expect chemical drugs to fix or heal us would be like expecting the lumberyard to fix our car with 2x4s and plywood. And that if you're not made from it, It cannot fix you. So we need cells we're made from to fix us. The car needs materials it's made from to fix it. Steel.
Wayne, you there? Todd, did we lose Todd? Did we lose Wayne?
I guess you can't fix, what's another analogy, Daniel? You can't fix a car with bicycle parts either, I guess.
Yeah. So
if you're not made from it, it cannot fix you. And the other thing that he believed with all his heart, I do too, that nature has provided everything our bodies will ever need to heal ourselves. So Jim Strauss, if he were with us today, would say, there's one of those antibiotic herbs. Maybe it's one of those three that he found, Daniel, in the last few years of his life in the British Columbia interior. He told me that summer he found three antibiotic herbs that we don't have any use for yet. He said, we don't need them. I said, what's that mean to you, Jim? He said, there's more diseases coming because nature already provided everything to start with. And there really is. There isn't an ailment that there isn't something on the market made by a good manufacturer, like the products that you handle otherwise, Daniel. But, they're not all, of course, at Cadillac quality. It's like automobiles. You know, there's Cadillacs and Mercedes and Toyotas and Chevys and so forth, Hyundais. So these are very high-quality products put together in perfect proportion. That's the other thing Jim said. You need all the right ingredients in perfect proportion to make good medicine. And he'd compare it to our mothers making a nice soup or a chef making a nice recipe. Your mother, your grandmother always tasting the food before serving it to us, make sure it didn't need maybe a pinch of salt or something. Well, it's kind of like that. The Strauss craft had them chewing herbs, identifying their usefulness, their purpose by taste, and then chewing them in combination with using a gram scale to get the right formula. And that's actually how all these formulas were made, most of which there was over 51 formulas 20 years ago that all came from the old country, except the heart drops. They're 40 years old, made for Jim Strauss after a massive heart attack in 1980.
Let me ask you about these products specifically. Who should try heart drops? I mean, what's going on in their life that somebody might think, oh, maybe I want to take these heart drops and the kidney and the cardio? So let's go each one. So if I'm hearing you about the heart drops, what is going on in my life that I think, oh, you know what, I might should take those?
Well, number one, if you've got a crease on either or both of your earlobes, a line in your earlobe, the small fatty part at the bottom of your ear, that's nature's best indicator, better than all the others put together. Triglycerides, cholesterol, obesity, smoking, stress, environment, hereditary, all those together aren't the indicator the earlobe crease is for clogged arteries. So certainly if you have creases on either or both ears, you may be a great candidate. Diabetics, I always have tried to encourage because of the wonderful things I've witnessed, Daniel. Diabetics, so they don't lose a piece of themselves or one of their legs or toes or eyesight. Blood flow is their challenge, and they are 4 to 5 times more likely to have a heart attack and stroke than the non-diabetic population. And apparently 80% of them don't know that. I know I read this and I thought, God, that's offensive in itself. But diabetics, absolutely. And they'd be the exception, Daniel. They'd want to take not a big dose, a smaller dose of heart drops for life. If I'm diabetic, I'm taking them forever because that blood flow is a real issue for me.
Let me pause you right there. That's one of those statistics that if you're diabetic, you're 4 to 5 times more likely to have a heart attack. You've given me two statistics that, like, whoa, it's like a paradigm-breaking statistic. That's one of them. The other one is 80% of people that have heart attacks have normal to low blood cholesterol. That's like a paradigm-shifting statistic. It's almost unbelievable.
Well, it's the so-called cholesterol myth. That my belief, Jim Strauss's belief, was that Western medicine has it exactly backwards. The very fact that they only treat people, this is assuming the statin drugs really work. I've read some of those clinical studies, Daniel, and honestly, It ain't no 80%, brother. It's I don't know how really they could get approved some of them. But anyway, that's not my line of work.
No, it's not.
But they don't claim to take one shred of plaque out of you, Daniel. So if you're to a point you've had a heart attack, okay, because you've got obviously restricted blood flow, or if you had a stroke, restricted blood flow, or many other problems, macular degeneration, to name one, then you'd have to think the best thing to do is get rid of that plaque and cholesterol and get full blood flow again. That would be my goal, and that's what happened with me with Strauss Heart Drops, my folks, and so many others, of course. That's what they're designed to do, is dissolve that and safely pass it through your blood, so your blood cholesterol level may go up, but in your blood, it doesn't. When it's not stuck, it doesn't hurt you. It's moving to your disposal plant. Bloodstream's the only highway in the body for everything. Waste, water, oxygen, it's all got to go through our blood. So, of course, the dissolved plaque, the toxin, has to go in your blood, too. So if you need it, you should expect your blood cholesterol level to go up for a while. Mine almost tripled for quite a while. And then as it came down again with my blood test, I knew, of course, I felt like $1 million, but I knew I was getting better and getting close to being cleaned out. My last blood test, this was over a two-year period for me, Daniel. My last one had me back at 3.0. It's a different marking standard than you use in the United States. But anyway, perfect, 3.0, which is where it was when I started and I wasn't well. So,
wow.
Isn't that ironic? Only this time.
That's more than ironic.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, again, let's be clear because we get questions about this. And I want to be perfectly clear about this. I think this is very important. Some people take the heart drops and they like drink it or mix it with something and they drink it. It works so much better if you put it under the tongue. That's been my experience. Explain that to people, please.
Well, you're just best. It's like the nitro they give folks for angina, for chest pains. Where I started, only I didn't take the nitro. I just lived with the pinches. Best under your tongue because it goes directly into your bloodstream and works the fastest. So you can swallow it, but then it goes through your digestive process. Absolutely, it'll work. You're just kind of delaying each dose. That's all. So if you start out with it under your tongue for a minute or so, and anything left, swallow then, is what I do, Daniel. And it's surprising, depending on how I've been eating. I love my gravy and beef, and I do, truly do. If I eat a big meal of that, it's amazing how the heart drops will just almost disappear under my tongue. If I've been keeping up on it and I'm taking lots and eating better, less of that type of food, it'll take longer to absorb under my tongue. So that's under the tongue, but if you had to, listen, if you got to, just swallow it and chase it with a glass of water if you want to. It's still going to work. So just best
let's
under
talk
the tongue for the best results.
We got 2 or 3 minutes. Kidney Formula, CardioCom, who should try these products?
CardioCom, if you got an irregular heartbeat like I had, my buddy Joe had, if you've got damaged heart cells from a heart attack, with the heart drops, anybody who's had stents, angioplasty, the balloon treatment, that's got restricted blood flow, the heart drops are for you. CardioCom, it's something else for arrhythmia, your regular heartbeat. And what a relief it's been for me, Daniel. I haven't had that for almost 20 years now, not once, never mind around the clock. And believe me, that's the most serious heart problem, and it's the one that Western medicine has stumped the most on, is the irregular heartbeat. That's the trickiest. The kidney blood pressure, it mostly kills bacteria in your kidney, these herbs do, and this formula gives it a good cleanse. And for my blood pressure, turned out it was not only my kidneys, it was my left kidney. Two of my natural therapists both agreed it was the left kidney, and this kidney blood pressure formula did it for me. And all these years since, haven't had it. So I'll be getting my bottles the 1st of February, Daniel, and doing one of each of those treatments. 3 bottles each I'm going to do. And then, I don't know, forget it for a few years unless I had a problem. But you can't go wrong, as you said. You can't be harmed. There's no contraindications with pharmaceutical drugs or anything else you might be taking. These products, Daniel, are as different as food and drugs. You couldn't overdose on broccoli Vegas. Well, you can't overdose on Strokes. You can't overdose on Strokes product either. Your body knows what to do with natural ingredients. Believe me, it's the chemicals we don't have the equipment to deal with.
We have a couple minutes. The specials over at the Power Mall. You can get, they're saying 3 bottles of the CardioCom, 3 bottles of the kidney. And traditionally, from people's experience, that's like a treatment. You don't need to take it again. I mean, unless you're really bad off, it's a life changing opportunity. Two and three century old. It boggles my mind. These formulas are 3 centuries old. Do you think that they have these down cold? Yes, they do. And so you can get an introductory offer. It's new to the Power Mall, 15% off, and also 15% off Strauss Heart Drops if you buy them all together. What an opportunity, and we're very happy and excited to offer these at the Power Mall and very happy to have you on. We got about 30 seconds, a minute, my friend. Last thought is yours.
Well, I'm grateful, of course, you know that, Daniel, for Jim Strauss and these products and other fine people and hosts like you that that talk this stuff up, and good for people. But I haven't had so much as an aspirin in 20 years. My dad lived till 77 without any in the last 10 years, and my mom till 86, same way, Daniel. So good luck to everybody. God bless. Thank you again.
Yeah, God bless you. Great show tomorrow. Jason Berkovich will be here. Remember, on Thursday, I'm going to be here. Ronnie, my buddy Ronnie, is going to be here. He's played in the NBA for, I think, 11 or 12 years, and it'll be quite an interesting interview to see his perspective and what NBA players think about government, think about, you know, society or whatever. What is his perspective? I think you're going to want to be there. I certainly am. So don't forget. Remember, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free. Just as God intends you to be. The Power Mall, 877-817-9829. God bless you. See you tomorrow. Thanks, Wayne.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.